is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ops Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here's your host, Michael Spears.
Welcome to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Ops Pizza, by Cunningham Jewelers, and by Mr. Shuck's Seafood. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Herron. Coach, I've been so excited to kind of get back in here and talk to you, especially after being unable to be here last week. I was traveling around the Southeast, touring colleges with my daughter that's a senior here at Camden County. But I had the privilege of being able to broadcast those last two games, and that was just a thrill for me. And so, Coach, if I could first, you know, I'd like to just go back to Saturday before last for a second, to a chilly, drizzly evening in Covington, Georgia. You and I have spoken so much about this team's resilience this year, the team's kind of familiarity with playing from behind on the scoreboard. You know, you go down 15-0 early and then absolutely dominate the last three and quarter quarters of the game. Was there any panic at that time?
Well, on my side, with me, there was a lot of panic. But the good news is with our team, they don't panic much, it seems like. And, we had to do that against Lowndes. We had to do it against Newton County. And, but our kids, they don't panic. And it's really been an unusual group in that regard. But they've shown great resiliency I guess I might call them the cardiac cats, you know, because they're about to give me a coronary. But they have played very well from behind. And literally, that's what I said to them at halftime against McEachern. I said, I really don't know what to say to you all. We hadn't been ahead in so long at halftime. I don't know what to tell you. So I was a little worried that we wouldn't play well being in front, but they did.
It's a good problem to have, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And the last question about that night, what about the weather? Do you feel like that helped y'all that evening, or was that a hindrance?
No, I feel like it helped us. We talk to our guys all the time. You know, our style of play, the colder it is, the wetter it is, we like that. You know, I think that's good. This time of year, I think that's part of the reason we're having some success is you get to this time of the year and, you know, the conditions are not exactly right. The field might be a little slippery. The ball's a little harder to throw and catch. All those things kind of play to our advantage.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So let's travel forward in time from Saturday a week ago at Newton to this past Friday at Powder Springs, home of the mighty McEachern Rams. It was a beautiful night for football there. It was a little bit cool, but not too cold. The Cats go in and face a team that was the champion of their region, had won their last two contests by a combined score of 80-0. How are you feeling going into that game about the team and your team's chances?
Well, I mean, I feel like, you know, our team right now and our coaches, I mean, we go into every game confident. And I think that's the biggest difference, you know, between now and maybe 2 years ago. But, you know, we went up there expecting to win. And, they have some good players. We knew that. They were a good football team. We knew that. But we do too. And our kids have kind of taken that mindset. And, if you go into it wondering if you can win, you're not going to win. You know, you got to go into it knowing you're going to win. And that's something we've been preaching to our kids for a long time.
That reminds me of something you said when you first came back about it starts with belief. You got to have that feeling, right? I think you've got to feel great about your team's defensive performance. Holy cow. Had some great pass breakups too. I think Mason Robinson did a great job on a couple of those we felt like. Tell us what you liked about that defensive performance and what might have still could be improved upon.
Well, we can still definitely improve, but we have been playing better on defense in the last several weeks. And, you know, it's been a slow process. We had a lot of inexperienced kids over there. We were making tons of mental mistakes, but, you know, our defensive staff's done a great job. We've tried to simplify some things. We've tried to put some kids in there that could get it, and we've had a lot of changes. We've had different lineups. But with all that said, each week, I think we've continued to get better. And, you know, luckily we're playing at our best right now. And but we're not perfect by any stretch.
Yes, sir.
You know, yesterday in practice, we acted like we never, you know, played defense. But, again, they're getting better. And it's a good time to get better because I always thought that, you know, defense and special teams is how you win in the playoffs.
Absolutely. All right. McEachern turned the ball over four times, three times in the first half, once in the second. I think it was two interceptions, two fumble recoveries. To have that turnover battle to be won in that way, 4-1, you know, how big was that towards the game's outcome?
Oh, it was huge. We have not had a lot of turnovers this year. We've not gotten a lot of turnovers this year. And, you know, it's really strange because, you know, we work on it. We work on takeaways and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But we just have not gotten many takeaways. And it's one of the reasons that our defense has struggled at times because, you know, when you get a turnover, it gets everybody excited. The offense gets better field position, all that kind of stuff. And we have not gotten many. But other night, you know, Jamarley Riddle had two interceptions that were great plays.
Oh, yes.
He actually recovered a fumble. I think we had another Cooper Thornhill recovered a fumble.
Yes.
And we blocked a field goal, which was, you know, another turnover, I guess you would say. So,
yeah.
You know, if you can get five turnovers in a playoff game, your odds of winning increase pretty good.
Dramatically, huh? So, you know, sitting in the booth, both of Jamarley's interceptions, I didn't think he caught the ball. I was like, there's no way he could. There were just incredible plays, athletic plays on his behalf. That was really awesome to watch. More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Here at Cunningham Jewelers, we are like you and we are Friday Night Light fans. Come find that special gift for that special person no matter your budget. At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't settle for the field goal. We help you punch it in for the touchdown. So come on down to Cunningham Jewelers and let our friendly staff help you go for two. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Ops Pizza. Coach, your Wildcats had two really great goal line stands, you know, one that was a turnover on downs and one that was a fumble recovery right inside the 5-yard line. What does that do for your team's confidence just to keep them out?
You know, we actually did the same thing against Newton.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, that was something we were not doing earlier in the year. We'd get down there and it just seemed like we'd just let them walk in sometimes. But, you know, again, it's something we've worked really hard on. Our staff's worked hard on. Our kids have gotten better at. And, you know, that's a huge momentum changer, you know, anytime you can stop somebody there. You know, so they did a good job. And then, you know, in turn, the offense got the ball, you know, deep in our own territory. But we were able to get some first downs and get us out of harm's way there. So, you know, again, you go back to the playoff situation. Got to play great defense.
Yes, sir.
And I think we have been doing that. We just got to continue.
So both of the last two games, your team's running attack has seemed to get stronger in the second half, specifically in the fourth quarter. You know, I really enjoy kind of watching the strategy of, you know, the other teams kind of stacking the box and then running the sweeps to spread them out and to open those lanes back up. Time of possession has been in our favor the last couple of games. That was really impressive. I think that third quarter in Newton, we had the ball for 10 and a half minutes of the 12-minute quarter. It really seems like the wing T has been humming. Has it felt that way to you?
Well, again, you know, our offense, I told a newspaper guy that if we weren't running the wing T, we would not be playing this week.
I agree.
And, you know, again, it's not in vogue. It's not, you know, flashy. It's not all those things. But as long as it's successful, you know, that's what our team cares about. And, you know, you have to be unselfish to be a part of our offense because we spread the ball around. It's more team-oriented than some other things. But our kids understand that, and they appreciate that, and they have grown to love that. And, you know, again, it's not always, you know, I don't care what offense you run, you're not always going to be great on it because the defense has something to do with that. But we feel like it gives us a chance to win, and feels like it gives us a chance to beat people that probably have better athletes than us. So, you know, it's been good to us the last few weeks for sure. You know, but again, you know, you get in situations sometimes the defense is just so dang good you can't do anything, and it doesn't matter what you're running on offense. But we have gotten to the point with our offense, you know, after these guys have been doing it for 3 years, that we can adjust. You know, when the key to it, you know, calling offensive plays like playing chess. You know, you have to see what your opponent does. You have to anticipate it, and then you have to have a plan to go away from that. And we've gotten to the point offensively that we're able to do enough things that usually we're able to make the adjustments and find something that'll work.
All right, you're listening to the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And Rick, just a specific question that Coach Chastain and I had. In McEachern's first possession of the second half, they got the interception. And, you know, had a little bit of momentum. They'd gotten to about midfield, threw an incompletion, and then there was a personal foul called. And we never kind of got any idea of what maybe that was. Do you remember that? Or
we got called for hands to the face.
Okay.
One of our guys rushing the passer, it got his hand, it slipped up and hit the face mask of the offensive lineman. And you know, they were holding the fool out of the guy right beside that, but they didn't see
a lot of that
one.
Going
they,
on.
They,
yeah.
They saw the hands to the face. So, yeah, that was a rough time for that call, but luckily we wound up, I guess, blocking the field goal on that possession.
Absolutely. That was kind of the next point, is that it really kind of felt like they were building a little momentum, and then to block that field goal. Who was it that blocked the field goal? Was it Sean Green?
No, Jarek Taylor.
Okay.
Blocked the field goal, and we had really good pressure inside. I think the Nigel and Higginbotham got a good push inside. But he actually is the one that got it off the edge. And then Giovanni Lewis is the guy that caught it in the air. And,
amazing.
Yeah. Ran down our sideline for 6 days, it seemed like.
It definitely felt that way, didn't it? What a swing of emotions or of momentum there, where it really felt like they were starting to build a little, and then to have that happen, and it's all the way back down inside the 5-yard line going the other direction. We'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The best low country boil in Southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck's Seafood, 107 Altama in Brunswick, right beside Van Vape. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Wildcats!
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name's Mike Spears. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Mr. Shuck's Seafood. So, Coach, a huge challenge coming up Friday, traveling to Gwinnett County to play the Hawks of Mill Creek High School. They come in as the Region 8 champs, sporting a 12-0 record. You know, I think they're ranked in the top 10 in the nation. And they beat Peachtree Ridge, I think, 59-20 in the second round. What do you expect from them?
Well, Mill Creek's got a great team. I don't think that's any secret to anybody. You know, other than the guys in our locker room, probably nobody in the world thinks we got a chance. You know, they're number one in the state, have been all year long. They're the defending state champions. They scored 70 points on Carrollton in the championship game last year. So. You know, and they're a top 10 team in every national poll you got. Loaded with talent, very, very well coached, big, strong, physical kids. And, you know, they've been the cream of the crop in Gwinnett County and the state, you know, the last couple of years. So it's a monumental task for us to go on the road and play an opponent that good. But, you know, we're getting to go on the road and play. So our kids will be excited. And you just got to find a way. You don't have to be the best team all year. You just got to be the best team Friday night.
That's right. So from your review, is there anybody on that team we might specifically be looking out for, somebody that jumps out to you?
Well, Cam Robinson, their senior running back, number two, is a great football player. He is averaging over 130 yards a game. He is Mill Creek's all-time leading rusher, I think, with around 3,500 yards in his career.
Wow.
Something like that. Their quarterback, Sean Throgmorton, if I say that right, he's completing over 76% of his passes, done a great job. And then they've got three Division I receivers out there. A kid that's really jumped out at me is Trajan Greco. He's our punt returner, kickoff returner, plays receiver, plays defensive back, committed to Georgia Tech, you know, so he's probably pretty smart too. You know, great football player, but they got him everywhere. They got a linebacker, Anglin, number four, that's their leading tackler. You know, they've got a nose guard that looks like he's 6'7", 300 pounds.
Goodness.
But they got another kid that's just really impressed the fool out of me, and he's number 32 for them. I told our kids he's like the Tasmanian devil. He's leading them in sacks and tackles for loss. He's 5'7", 207.
Wow.
So, you know, not a big kid, but I have seen him just whip much, much bigger kids all year long. And I think he's blocked three punts. He's had a great year.
Wow. A lot to look out for there. So what are you expecting from our guys this week?
Well, I expect them to show up. You know, my message to them in practice was this: you know, we're all happy that we're in the third round, but we've been, you know, breaking it down all year long, you know, state champs and, you know, family state champs, and we haven't been breaking it down on third round, you know. So being happy about being in the third round is one thing. Being satisfied about being in the third round is something we better not be. And you know, again, it's great. I'm happy we're playing on Thanksgiving and all that. But losing on Thanksgiving ain't no fun.
You know? Sure.
So we want to go up there and we want to play the very best we can and let the chips fall where they may.
This is the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Just kind of mentioning this briefly, how's the fact that it's Thanksgiving week affected your routine? I mean, have y'all tried to keep it the same as possible?
We do. You know, we try to, you know, we make a few exceptions, I guess, but we want to try to keep it the same, as close to the same. You know, normally on a Monday morning, we start lifting at 7:25, and, you know, then we'll have a little film time, and then we practice after school. So yesterday, we did our morning thing. We just started at 9, and then we still practiced. We started at 3:30. So we're trying to keep it relatively similar, although we did, you know, Tuesday morning,
yes,
we've given them off Tuesday morning just to – you don't want them to hate the fact that they're playing on Thanksgiving weekend. You want them to be excited about it. So, you know, our coaches' kids have been off on Tuesday morning, and which has allowed me to get some stuff I needed to do done. But, yeah, tomorrow will be a normal day, Wednesday, and, you know, we've invited families, community, whoever wants to come to practice tomorrow, you know, to try to enjoy being together on Thanksgiving. Relatives that may be in town and aren't normally here get a chance to see us. All that kind of stuff.
But that's really cool.
On Thursday, and you know, we'll Thursday and Friday, we'll be traveling up there and trying to get ready. And I, you know, honestly, Mike, I've always felt like playing away on Thanksgiving is a better deal.
Mm-hmm.
When you're at home on Thanksgiving, everything's different. You know, you've got people at your house sometimes. You're, you know, eating differently. You got different people staying at your house. You know, you got all these things that are different.
Distractions, yes, sir.
And when we're on the road, we can kind of control the narrative a little bit more and make sure our kids are eating right, make sure they're sleeping like they're supposed to, make sure they're not out running around
right,
doing crazy things. So I think being on the road during Thanksgiving week it helps.
Last thing, Coach, you know, I wanted to ask you about belief. This team has looked like a completely different group to me since the Valdosta game. It seems like at that point, it was like they hit another gear. What do you think was the turning point? Have you noticed that?
Well, You know, I think it's been a process, Mike. I don't think I could point to any one thing. The Valdosta game was a very frustrating loss. You know, when you go back to last year, the Brunswick game was a very frustrating loss, and it seemed like that kind of turned us around a little bit. And, you know, then we lost to Colquitt. We knew we didn't play well, and that kind of, you know, turned us around a little bit too. But, you know, this has been a process, and, you know, I said this earlier in the week, and, you know, something I heard, but, you know, I think our first year here, we hoped we could win. We weren't sure, but we hoped we could. I think last year we started to believe we could win. I think this year, you know, what our goal has been and what I think we've made progress on is, you know, we went from hoping to believing to knowing. And when you know you're going to win and you have that feeling in your heart and your soul and your guts and everything mm-hmm. else, and everybody in the stands expects you to win instead of hoping you can win, then I think it really makes a huge difference. And our kids are getting there. We're not completely there yet, but they're getting there. And, you know, now again, you know, Mill Creek's certainly got something to do with all that. But, you know, if we get on that bus headed up there and we don't know we can win, then we're not going to win. So we've got to know it. We've got to believe it. And I think our kids do.
Awesome. Coach, we wish you nothing but luck this Friday. Safe travels up to Mill Creek. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope we're sitting here a week from today talking about prepping for the semis. Thanks for joining us on the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Mike Spears, signing off.